Did you hear all that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess we're being recorded now.
Okay. Well, what are you doing?
Man, nothing. I just got through doing my algebra actually to get it over with. And
oh shoot.
What?
My answer machine just dropped. That's okay, it happens all the time.
Oh, I
so
know.
How many more weeks do you have till school's up?
No, Amy, like I don't know, 6 weeks maybe. Thank God.
Well, and then you're out for the summer.
I know.
Are you
and
going
then,
to summer school? Wait, are you graduating?
I'll graduate.
Damn, when is graduation?
Sometime in May. Amy, I have not a clue.
You don't? Well, are you going to walk?
Well, you know I'm going to have to because of my parents.
Well, you should. I'll come up and watch it.
You better.
I am. I'll just ride with Bill and Francis.
Yeah.
You need to walk, Amy. My God, if I was getting my college degree,
I know, but I
just, across
I'm probably going to be back in school soon.
Are you going to graduate school?
Well, I don't know. I need to. Well, here's my deciding factor, really, is the GRE. I mean, if I don't get good enough GRE scores, I mean, no way I'm going to graduate school.
Where
you know?
Are you going to go?
What now?
Where are you going to go?
I don't know. I want to go west.
West, yeah. That'd be cool.
I know. I mean, we're still thinking about moving to New Mexico.
That'll be fun.
So.
I talked to Carrie the other night.
Is she in Vegas?
Still in Vegas. She hates it, though, and she can't get a house. They do this lottery thing on getting a house, okay?
Oh, God.
Because I guess property's so hard to get, or most of it's so expensive when it's something that's a reasonable price.
And it's and the houses all, well, they're kind of like, I mean, Santa Fe, they all look the same.
Yeah, and I mean, a house is like $150,000, like the cheapest you can get a house.
Yeah, I believe that. And they're not, I mean,
and
I mean,
not like what you'd get for $150,000 here.
Right, right.
So they put everybody's name in a hat and they draw. Well, she didn't make the last draw, but she wants to move to Dallas. Now, if she said, I mean, I'd pack up and go to Dallas tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. Las Vegas.
I mean, when you said that, you know, I just kept thinking, that's not going to happen because Amy's going to go and she's going to realize, I don't want to live in Vegas. You don't want to live in Vegas.
Amy, I just don't want to be. It all seems so seedy to me. All those people running around and I don't know.
You don't.
Amy,
Vegas is trashy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's cool and all. Lights. Bright lights, I mean, lots of lights, you know.
Yeah.
But it is gaudy. It is trashy.
Well, then, I mean, I don't want to move anywhere that's trashy at all.
You know what I mean? Because it's all those strips and shit of nothing but casinos. And you're there. I mean, Vegas, you're there. I mean, you can live out, but it's just flat land. And, I mean, there are nice mountains and stuff, too, around Vegas. Don't get me wrong. It's not that it's not pretty, but.
Yeah. All those trashy people, yeah.
That's what I thought. I was just like, man, the two times, Amy, I've been twice and haven't gone. Like, yeah, I've gone into some of the hotels and checked out some of the things they had, you know.
Uh-huh.
But, never. I mean, I put a couple of quarters in some slots, but
yeah.
It just doesn't excite me. I don't know.
I don't like to gamble either. And, Amy, people think I'm a snob here. If they think I'm a snob here, I'm really going to be hated there.
You don't, I mean, not really only because of that. You know, I just don't think you'd want to live in Vegas. And I just don't see you. I've never met Carrie, you know,
yeah.
But I suspect that if her parents live there, then she would probably never have moved there.
Yeah, no, she never of her own accord would have moved there.
Right.
You know, with Raul dying and everything, she just wanted to get away from here.
Right, I understand that. I'm just saying if you know, had that not happened, she probably wouldn't have
picked to move to Vegas. No, she always wanted to move to Dallas or Atlanta, which either one would have been fine with me, and I would have said, sure, yeah, I'll move out there. You know,
right.
It's hard maybe not having any friends, and that would be a good situation for me,
and
too.
Also, like, in Dallas, I mean, Duke seems to be finding, you know, halfway decent jobs. And
what's he doing now?
Amy, I don't know, because the last time, the job I knew, I mean, he changed jobs a lot, but I think it's because of Duke. I mean, I think Duke gets tired of one and then finds something else he wants. You know what I'm saying?
He needs to be like a decorator or something.
He does.
He's good at it.
I know. You should see his little apartment. I mean,
I'm sure it's pretty.
Yeah, it is.
I like Duke.
I do, too. I need to call him, too.
Well, let's see. I went to church this morning.
Yeah, where did you go?
I went to the Lutheran church. Amy,
that same one?
Yes, I like the Lutheran church a lot. I really do, because it's got enough. It's like this mix of Catholicism and, you know,
like a
Protestant
Episcopal
church. It's a mix. But I really like it because it's just formal enough, but yet it's informal enough. I mean, people wear jeans and stuff. And, you know, I was raised Presbyterian. You didn't walk in the doors with blue jeans on.
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, you would be shunned. So, of course, I dress up. That's just habit. But a lot of people are in there in jeans. They take communion every week.
Oh, really?
And it's real wine. Not grape juice.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of older people, but they're so nice. And the pastor, I don't know what he's called because he wears a collar and all that.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think they're priests. Are they
priests? I think he is a priest.
I think they are priests.
And I don't think he's married because he wears a wedding band on his right hand.
Uh-huh. And that wouldn't be right.
Just as nice. Oh, Amy, they're just so nice.
Well, good.
And they're always having that. I just feel really, you know, I don't feel pressured. I don't feel they're always talking about peace and love. It's not what you can and cannot do. And, you know, everybody who's not.
And it's not you have to give.
Sure, no, not at all. And it's not like everyone who doesn't believe the way we believe is going to hell.
Right.
It's not fire and brimstone, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
It's not that snobbish air that the Presbyterian Church has either.
Yeah.
You know, they're very snobbish.
Yeah, when we went to, because I went to two Presbyterian churches, one my dad grew up in, and then the one, Parowan Church.
The one your dad grew up in is the one I grew up in.
Oh, did you go to Westminster?
Oh, no, no. I thought you were talking about the one in Brandon.
No, no. That one is just the one that since my, when they moved to Cross Gates, you know, my grandparents, they were traveling to Westminster, and then, you know, I mean, that was like from Brandon to Clinton is a pretty good distance. And so they started going to that. That's why they and my aunt and uncle started going because it was closer.
Sure.
And
it's a good little church, but I mean, don't you just feel so? I mean, you know, God forbid some poor people walk in. I mean, you know.
I know.
I mean, I could just imagine if blacks walked in.
Right.
Oh Lord. You know. I mean, and it's I just don't think that's the way church should be.
I know. We just and I don't. Not only that, but it's just the people that.
I
mean, I don't know. People's views, I don't know if they're getting it from church or where they're getting it from. But
gosh, I know. But this church is great, Amy. It's just all peace and love, and everybody's friendly. And, you know, I mean, there are, like, some biker-type people in there.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, I mean, it's just a really neat mix of people. I mean, of course, there are the people who wear suits and heels and, you know, and dress up every Sunday. But there are people in jeans with hair, men with hair and ponytails. And,
okay.
And, you know, and it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the guys helping with communion today had on shorts and a T-shirt.
Right.
And I thought, hey,
I know.
I like this place.
I know. That is kind of neat because I remember, like, at Recovery House,
uh-huh.
We had, I told you that, we had that Bible study and we had a Lutheran
priest
that would come, like they rotated. Like, I think he came twice a month or something. And he was just really nice. Like, he's kind of, yeah, and he was, you know, he was kind of looked funny, though, like that pale look.
Yeah,
and,
yeah that's how this guy is.
You know, but I never went to church because then I was, you know.
Right.
Like, sorry, but let's just talk, you know.
Yeah, right.
And he was a good person to talk to.
Yeah.
I remember him being, like, a really nice.
Well, that's how this priest seems, too. I mean, very approachable, and like today they're having a picnic on the lawn and flying kites, and I thought, oh, what a neat thing.
I know, really, that is neat.
You know, so, and they're doing that thing with the soup kitchen, and...
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. So I'm really going to try to become more involved in it.
Are there a lot of, like, people your age and stuff?
No, not really. There's one guy that runs the Christian radio station here. I saw a few more this week. The first time I went, it was kind of, I guess, what you'd call a slow Sunday.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to... Not everybody goes
every Sunday. Right, and the closer it gets to Easter, and they do practice Lent or whatever.
Okay.
So it's like the fifth week into Lent, so it's getting closer to Easter.
Right.
But, yeah, there are some people my age. I think I'm going to go to Sunday school next week.
Uh-huh.
And of course, that gives you a little more exposure to, you know, I mean,
yeah.
It's more social than church.
Than churches.
But I don't know, Amy, I just really like it.
Well, I'm glad.
But let me tell you what John has done.
I know.
You know how last weekend he's professing his love for me at St. Patrick's Day Parade, okay?
You're right.
Where Wednesday before he had come back to me, you know.
Yeah.
So we were supposed to go out last night, which I didn't really care either way, but my neighbor and I have, you know, patched things up and we're friends again, and he had invited me to go out with a group of his friends.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, well, that sounds really fun. But I'm supposed to go out with John, and I told him I'd go out with him first. Well, I kept missing him all day yesterday because I was out shopping and doing things. But anyway, so he calls me at 6:30 last night.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, and, you know, my dad, I'm going over to my dad's for lunch today.
Right.
And I told him, yeah, my dad has invited me over for lunch, and, you know, you can come if you want to. Well, he has decided in his mind that I'm head over heels in love with him and that my dad was having this dinner in his honor. Which kind of makes me mad because last night, if that's what he was thinking, last night he said, oh, I'm just not going to be able to do the thing with your dad tonight. He's just going to have to reschedule it. I said, well, John, I'm going to my father's, and I can assure you he's not going
to reschedule
to fit your schedule, you know, whatever. I said, I'm going to my dad's. It's tomorrow. I'm going. And so he said, look, I just don't feel like going out tonight. I said, fine, I'm going to go out with my neighbor and a bunch of his friends. And
wait,
no
the guy upstairs?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We've made up. He has a girlfriend. He is very intelligent and fun to talk to, and he is a cynic like me. Yeah, he understands that I don't like him in that way, and we're just friends, and that's
okay,
cool.
Okay, good, good.
And he's you know what a cynic I can be, so I really enjoy his company. But anyway, so as the conversation progresses with John, I'm like, look, we need to talk. And he's like, yeah, you're right. He said, look, I just came back to you because I hated to throw something away that might have a chance, but I've decided it has no chance. And I'm thinking to myself, in 1 week, you've decided this. I said, John, let's cut through the bullshit, okay? I said, first of all, you don't want to play games with me because I'm much better at playing games than you. I've had a little more practice. And second of all, I'm not in love with you. I don't like you that way. There are other people I want to go out with. I want to branch my life. I'm not interested in you. Hey, not interested. You know, so it's amazing, Amy, whenever I dog him out,
uh-huh.
It's like he can't get enough of me. So as the conversation progresses, I can't get him off the phone. He ties me up on the phone for 45 minutes. I'm like going, I got to go, got to go. Oh, let me tell you this. Let's talk about this. Irrelevant bullshit that I don't care about.
Oh, my God, how funny.
So then by the end of the conversation, he's invited me to one of his little hot keto classes. Invites me to all. It's so bizarre, Amy. I just want him to leave me alone.
I hear you. I would, too.
It's hard for me to be mean to somebody. It really is.
Uh-huh.
But he's insane.
That's weird. I don't...
Yeah, and we were talking about going to the gay bar last night because, you know, they have it's just, you know, really one of the fun places to go in Jackson.
Right. Which one are you talking about, though?
Jaded.
Okay, see, I don't know about that. Is that a newer one?
It's out in South Jackson. I don't know. I think it's been there a good while.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, I thought it would be fun dance music. I don't care if it's gay or not. Who cares?
Right.
And he says, how many times have you been to a gay bar? Do you enjoy gay bars? I was like, you little homophobic. What is your problem? I was like, I don't give a crap if it's a gay bar or not.
And no doubt.
I don't care if they're sleeping with each other. I mean, you know, who cares?
I know.
He's just a freak. Oh, and then he starts going off on this stuff that his daddy is so upset that his job only pays him $18,000 a year. I'm like, well, why don't you
just
back home? And drive your little Lexus and work for your daddy and live your sheltered life.
Really?
Amy, he's so weird.
I mean, you don't need that. He has a little growing to do.
Right. I don't need it. And I really, really, Amy, how do you be mean to somebody and say, leave me alone, stay out of my life, you're weird, go away?
Well, when it comes to a point after you've said so many times, I don't like you, let's just be friends. And if we can't, then you just say it. Get out of my life. Leave me alone.
Yeah, you're weird. Get a grip. Go away.
Yeah. I mean, Amy, it's coming to that point where if he calls you again, you're just going to have to say, don't call me again. You're annoying.
Don't call back. And Will is so funny, my neighbor. He said, Amy, you know what the really funny thing is? He said, here is this big goob.
He is a goob.
And he said, but you're acting like an even bigger goob.
I know.
Tell him to go away.
I know.
Like going, why?
You just like the attention.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I know.
And it is kind of funny. I mean.
It is. It's hysterical. He's insane, Amy. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't throwing away a good thing, so I gave it 1 more week. I mean.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Obviously, you deal in those real substantial relationships. I mean.
I know.
That's some real substance going there. I'll
yeah,
give you
right.
A week, and if I'm not head over heels in love with you, then, hey, you're out of there.
Mm-hmm.
how do I hook up with these strange people?
Amy, I don't know. Where did you meet him? I forgot.
I met him at Patrick's wedding. And Patrick.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Patrick hates the money.
And tries to tell you, don't get involved.
Don't let him touch
you.
I should have taken that as a clue. But.
Yeah, you should have. Have you talked to him, though?
Who, Patrick?
Since he's married?
No, his wife hates me, and so I'm... Which I shouldn't let that bother.
You should call him anyway.
Right, and then I will. I just need to do it. But and
don't you hate that?
Yeah, I really do, because she's just a child. She's 22 years old, and she does not understand that men and women can be friends without having sex.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, they. I guess she thinks that I want to, you know, go to bed with him and take him away from her, which is insane.
I'm sure, like, yeah, you and Patrick have been doing that, you know, right. Ever since day one.
I mean, we've been best friends for 6-7 years now. I think if I would have wanted to have a romantic relationship with him, I could have worked it out by now.
Right.
Anyway, she's just a child, but I don't know. But as I was leaving this morning to go to church, my friend Melissa pulls up with her son in the car and shows me she's filed for divorce.
No.
I mean, I just don't even think it's worth getting married. Everybody ends up divorced.
Well, no, not everybody. That's not true. But I know what you mean.
Okay, the people that I know that are married, that have been married for 15 or 20 years, are not happy.
Yeah.
I mean, is it our society today that it
is? I think it is. I think it has a lot to do with it. And I think where we live has things to do with it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
the pressures, and I'm not saying where we live necessarily, like Mississippi, but, you know the things you're dealing with in life and what your life, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's we're so culturally deprived. There is nothing to do here. So people, all they can do is go out and drink and screw.
Drink and take pills and bitch and find something to bitch about and argue.
And go to bed with other people.
Because, Amy, it's weird, but, like, I don't know, because I've never been gone long enough maybe to say that, you know, like, I've left. But, I mean, think about it. How long have I actually spent in one place? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't know if... I know that we carry our shit with us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just because we moved doesn't mean we're automatically going to change. I mean, you're the same person.
Right.
I realize that, but I wonder... I mean, all I know is that when I am out of all this stress and shit and I'm doing other things and it's all gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a much more relaxed person when I don't have to deal with... Because, I mean, think about it. Every time I go home... Think of all the shit I just have to deal with.
Stress, the situations that
I mean,
get back into.
Yeah.
But, Amy, I have had enough therapy.
Oh, I've had enough.
I feel like I do. I mean, I love myself. My self-esteem is where it needs. Well, you know, of course it goes back and forth. But
right.
For the most part, I feel like I'm secure with myself. But there are so many fucking idiots running out. I mean, you constantly have to deal with other people
all
your life. And other people are the source of some of your misery. Well, I finally learned how to quit making myself miserable. But it's just like the people.
But how do you let other people quit making you miserable?
That's true. Maybe if you move somewhere else and you don't know anybody.
I don't know. And then you meet people and you're like, okay, I'm ready to leave.
Right. I don't know, Amy. I don't know what the answer is. I really don't.
I don't either. I mean, I always try to think back to, like, the beginning of times. You know, how were they? But we really don't know.
Well, they were like. Like Jason said, they were so different. I mean, they didn't have all this communication and
right.
Cell phones and stuff, that they were more secluded, and they learned to live with each other. I don't know.
Nowadays, people are like, I mean, people are going crazy, and it's all this technology, and it's all this shit that's happening, and it's all this stuff that's coming out, I think.
Oh, I think, and all this internet. I saw where Clinton wants to put every student in school have access to the internet, and I'm thinking to myself, when is it going to stop?
Do you know that now you can, this just scares me, okay? Uh-huh. But you can pull up, like, people, like, you can type in, you know, America's Most Wanted
uh-huh.
and all that kind of stuff, uh-huh. right? You're looking for your lost loved one or something. You can type in descriptions about people, and it pulls up every person that matches.
In the world?
In the world.
How can it happen? I guess maybe through what, Social Security and
through everything, the phone book. I mean, you can look, you can get anybody. Like Jerry, this lady I work with, said she was telling me about it because
mm-hmm.
we were talking. I was like, that scares me. And like the phone book, you know, is tied into it. You know what I'm saying? And every
sure.
phone book and stuff like that. But like she said, well, I was just curious because she used to live in Texas, and she said, and I had a friend And, you know, I just wanted to know. So I had them to pull up her name, and it had every one of the people that were her, and it had her address. I mean, you can find anybody now.
Well, you know, think about it. Granted, I'm not in the phone book because I have an unlisted number. But think of, like, every time I order something from J. Crew or whoever, they sell my name and my address.
They sure do.
Times.
See, and, like, our phone is not in, I mean, like, it's in the phone book, but it's under a different name.
Uh-huh.
You know what
under
I'm saying?
Alias.
Yeah. And so, you know, like, when people, it's funny, I love it, because, like, caller ID people, you know, they don't get our names. They get, you know, their anonymous name.
Well, do you pay your phone bill under this anonymous name?
No, it's in my name.
Okay. But they'll do that. They'll put you in direct assistance under...
Under an anonymous name.
Huh.
Hmm. Sure will.
Well, that's not a bad deal, but I pay like $2.50 a month for mine not to be under the directory, not to be... I mean, I have to pay to keep my name,
out. I know. That's crazy.
It is crazy. It's insane.
And you have to pay to get blocks on your phones because they offer... all these other things. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like all those 1-900
numbers.
We shouldn't get them anyway.
Right.
Unless you want to. You should pay to have to get them.
Have access to get them, not pay not to
not get them.
This world is just so fucked up.
It really is.
It is, Amy.
And, I mean, we've created it all ourselves.
Oh, sure. And then you've got these computer nerds like John's roommate who's got direct PC satellite up to get his computer. And they're constantly thinking of new things and...
It's scary.
It is. But, you know, most of these really, like, intense people, like, they're all atheists. And they think, you know, they believe that his roommate and John will gang up on me when I go to church and tell me that it's all mysticism. And I swear it's, I mean, Amy, these people are evil. I know you think it's crazy.
No. I think a lot of people are evil.
People of the lie, as Scott Peck would say.
And I think all the, like, unsolved murders and all those unsolved cases are all the government, man.
Oh, yeah. I know, Amy. You know, I don't know. Have you talked to Beverly lately?
No, I just thought I was wondering if, have you talked to her?
No, I haven't. I don't know what's up with her.
I don't either, but we haven't heard anything, so I figure everything must be either... She's just doing the same or, you know, nothing else has happened, which is terrible, but...
Yeah, I don't know. She's eventually going to hit her bottom one way or the other.
I know. I don't know. I need to call Phyllis and see.
I know, but I hate to call Phyllis because, Amy, I just hate lying to her.
I know.
You know, I mean, it just puts me in a... I don't know. It's a bad position.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if I really don't know, then I'm not lying.
Right, and we really don't know. I mean,
we really don't.
Haven't gotten a straight answer out of her.
I don't think she was sorry for what she did. I think she was sorry that she got caught.
I do too.
And I think that's the only reason she was upset. And you know, how long does it take you to get over being sorry that you got caught?
I mean, how long did it take you to let your mind set to forget about it?
Oh, not long at all.
A split second. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Well, tune it out. Didn't happen.
Don't think about this, you know.
It didn't happen.
Right, and that's exactly, and so it's just a matter of time, Amy. But the thing is, people are so psychotic these days, somebody's going to pull out a gun and blow her head off.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I don't know.
Or she's going to pull out a gun and blow somebody's head off.
In this day and age with people on all these drugs, and my God, I think they're constantly coming up with new ones.
I know. That doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me either, but, I mean, I don't know.
I hate it.
Peace and love is not the movement.
I know.
Guns and violence. Drugs.
I know. It sucks. But, we went to Panic Friday night.
Where?
In Arkansas.
Oh, what part of Arkansas?
Little Rock.
I don't like Little Rock.
Arkansas sucks. I guess I've just never spent that much time, especially in Little Rock. I mean, like, Jason's grandmother lives in Heber Springs, and that's kind of neat just because they're old little towns, and it's in the Ozarks, and, you know, like Eureka when we went there, that's beautiful. And those places are beautiful, but, like, Little Rock and shit, oh, my God. The people, I just wanted to get the hell out.
What were they doing?
It was just weird. And, like, I don't know.
A lot of people.
Red.
Oh, God. Well, I have some cousins that live in West Memphis, Arkansas.
Oh, do you?
And she is a butcher. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're bad. But, you know, they wanted Clinton. They all voted for Clinton just to get him the hell out of their state.
I can see why.
I know.
I can't believe we have. I don't know. I couldn't. Oh, it was just weird.
So there were a lot of people at the show.
Yeah, that was great. It really was.
God.
It was a lot of fun, that was. But other than that.
Are you going to the Olympics?
Just red. I would like to, but how am I going to?
Well, I think they still have some tickets available in the, like,
way upper deck.
Well, yeah, like nosebleed section of stuff that's really not that interesting. But Amy, okay, you're gonna think this sounds absolutely crazy.
Have you got
tickets? Fun. Well, Richie's his ad agency got him tickets, and I want to ask him about them because you know his wife just had that baby, and I don't know if he's gonna go. But I was worried about a place to stay. But in the paper today, they said you could stay at the Nudist Colony for $250 a week.
Oh my God! All right.
And Amy, as crazy as this may sound, I kind of went, boy, that'd be cool.
That would be, just for an experience, man.
Yeah,
that would be really neat.
And they're hoping to get a lot of European people, because, you know, in Europe, I mean, nude beaches and all that.
Right.
Everywhere, you know.
Right.
But, you know, how... Maybe
I didn't know that there is one of those in Georgia?
Uh-huh.
Where?
In right outside of Atlanta.
Well, apparently it's right outside, yeah.
And it's in, let's see... I want to say Maysville.
Okay.
It's the Polly Bell of Bell Acres Recreation Enterprise.
All right.
There. But, you know, I didn't think about it. Maybe if our society wasn't naked all the time, we wouldn't have all these problems. You can't hide a gun on you.
I know, really.
You can't have a knife.
Can't hide all the drugs.
That's right, unless you stick them up your crotch.
I know.
You know, that might cut down on a lot of our problems. God knows I wouldn't spend
God knows we were born without clothes.
I mean, I probably spent half of what I make on clothes.
I know.
Maybe that's
and don't even stuff. Wear half of them.
Right. They're all crammed in that closet.
I know.
But I still have your blue dress.
Oh, well, I'll get it when I need it. I haven't needed it. So you can, I don't care if you wear it until,
oh,
you know.
Me, I've been wearing it. Don't worry.
Good. It needs to get use out of it. If not, I mean, it's, I mean, I haven't needed it. So just think, it would have just sat in my closet this whole time.
Right.
So, I mean, at least somebody's getting use out of it and the money's getting used.
Right. Are you going to, well, you could wear that for graduation.
Yeah, I could. I may go nude.
Let's go nude.
But, you know, I think that has, like, a problem with, like, especially self-esteems and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Amy, I know this sounds weird, but I think if I looked at myself naked more and stuff like
you
that.
You feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
You would, because, Amy, I've gotten to where I do it. I mean, as much as it, I mean,
and
know.
Feel your body. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, this is okay. We'll see, but I still, the parts that I hate of my body, I won't look at nude. Like
right.
My boobs, you know?
Right.
And, but if I stand there and look, you know, I think it is good therapy.
I did. Who was that talking about that on Letterman? I think it was Barbara Walters.
What'd she say?
It was something about Demi Moore was doing some kind of thing, and it was about being naked and looking at your body, and it just started making me think, you know, I mean, because I remember being in Copac and us having to stand up there in like a leotard outfit,
uh-huh.
And you remember then, Amy, I had gained weight,
yeah,
you know, so I wasn't as chunky as I was in recovery house, but I was kind of chunky, you know,
yeah.
And we had to stand in front of the mirror and say, you know, I love you and stuff, and if you couldn't do it, I mean, you just in time, you know, maybe you could do it or whatever. But I never really, I thought, at the end I kind of thought, this is really weird, you know, what the fuck.
Yeah.
But now the more that you think about it, I mean, we were born with these bodies. I mean, these naked bodies.
It's our society that has taught us to hate our body.
To hate our bodies, to be skinny, not to overeat. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. It's like, oh, this is going to horrify you. It's like we're trying to get this perfect race. Do you know what they're now putting shy children on?
What?
Liquid Prozac.
Oh, my God.
Five-year-old children, because they are shy, their parents are shoving that killer down their throat.
Oh, my God.
Liquid Prozac. I thought to myself, uh-huh, you just wait. I mean, what are we trying to get, this perfect society where everybody is 5'10 with D-cup and blonde hair and blue eyes?
I know, and we have all the technology to do everything. That's weird.
They're putting kids on Prozac.
And Amy, but it's not going to make them. I mean, it's just going to make them crazy.
It's not going to make them. It's going to make them aggressive.
I know.
Yeah, when they go in the school classroom and go nuts.
And little things set them off. I mean, because a little